Hey again, everybody, and welcome to another episode of BitNote. So for today, I've got a great video game music soundtrack for you. I talked on a previous show about a game called Jet Set Radio and the classic soundtrack that went with it. Jet Set Radio, released around the turn of the millennium, was for the Sega Dreamcast and had a classic soundtrack by many great talented people. But the game also had a sequel. It's a sequel that I actually hadn't played until very recently, where I finally found it in a second-hand video game shop, grabbed it gleefully and stuck it into my Xbox, because yeah, the sequel was for the original Xbox, and just started to play the game. So now that I have played, I understand the concept of love. That was The Concept of Love. It is by Hideki Nigamune, and it is from the video game Jet Set Radio Future, which of course was developed by Sega, although specifically Smilebit, who are in Sega as well. And that was quite the track. As I said, Hideki Nigamune, who's done a huge amount of soundtrack for all the Jet Set Radio games. Jet Set Radio, like the first game, is basically kind of about this bunch of rollerblading teenager street gang people whose parents are nowhere to be seen, who basically spend their days rollerblading around the city, grinding on stuff, performing awesome stunts, and putting graffiti down in all sorts of different places. Now, as they say at the start of the game, you know, graffiti is an art form, even though they kind of also say that it can also be vandalism, but you ignore the vandalism aspect for the game because you're in the middle of a totalitarian lockdown. In Jet Set Radio Future, you've got government and corporate interests converging together to try to act like you don't exist and crush down all this free expression. So you gotta rollerblade through the city and spray your graffiti vandalism sort of stuff everywhere and just show that you're willing to live and express and be free and everything and kind of stuff like that. Then as the game goes, things start to get kind of weird and pretty much superhero stuff, because what starts with just the police going after you ends up with tanks and then jet fighters. And then by the end of both the first and second game, there are some pretty creepy, screwed up stuff going on that is really hard to keep track of. But in the end, it's meant to be your spirit of freedom and getting out there and doing cool stuff that's meant to save the day. And you do it through guiding one of a selection of these rollerblading teens through a bright colored stylistic future version of Tokyo City and going to all the different districts, which include built up areas and regular streets and, you know, very hilly inclines, and also some great residential areas at sunset where the sun paints everything orange and all this sort of stuff. And you just got to go there, and just sometimes you're battling off rival gangs spraying over their marks, and sometimes you're just combating the police, and sometimes you end up dealing with jet fighters and find that graffiti is actually a rather effective weapon against them. Who knew? It's, as you've heard, got quite an amazing soundtrack. A lot of it is by Hideki Naganuma, who's, like I said, made music for a lot of the Jet Set Radio game, and also Sonic Rush as well, which I played music from on a poor show. But just like the first game, Jet Set Radio Future mixes in with some licensed track. So here we have Aisle 10 by Scapegoat Wax.
We need some help in our plan. I see you at my job. You're carrying yourself so well. I made myself a promise.
What's that?
Not to get emotional. As I remain stable, I take another glance at you. If we were at the disco, whoa, whoa, then I would have to dance with you. This isn't cool.
Not cool.
And in my lonely eyes, I see myself in eloquent strides. In a sharp tuxedo, here goes nothing to her. Hello, Allison. I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10.
We need some help and
hello, Allison. I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10.
Check it out.
Seen you about a quarter after nine. You shine in the neon sign. Where are you from? You floating like an angel at night into my life, and leave me with a song to write. And now I'm loaded, holding my sack, been wondering where she is at. With a line of customers getting mad, they didn't see what I seen. Nuh-uh, the store queen made everything easier for one fine E. And in my bloodshot eyes, all I can see is everything's fine. With a turning stomach, running thoughts through my head.
Hello, Allison.
I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10.
We need some help and I'm
hello, Allison. I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10. You came in here again. I'm drinking by the copier. I made myself a promise.
Now what was that?
That I would finally talk to her. As I remain stable, I take another drink for you. I set it on the table. Whoa, whoa. I'm sure I look a drunken fool. I'm seeing two.
Whoa.
And in my lonely eyes, I see myself in eloquent strides. In a sharp tuxedo, here goes nothing to her.
Hello, Allison.
I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10.
And there you have it. That was Aisle 10, also Hello Allison. It was by Scapegoat Wax and was also featuring DJ Shortcut. And apparently Shortcut is spelt with a K, so there you go. As you can see, this is a lot of vibrant tunes, and you hear them going on in the background as you're like rollerblading through the city and jumping on the rails and then going up. See, apparently you can grind vertically straight up telephone poles, which is pretty amazing in this game, and trying to outfox the police, trying to do awesome stunts and going through all sorts of areas, including like transport terminals and weird sewers and everything like that. The game actually is a fair bit different from the game before it. In Jet Set Radio, you basically had the area, you looked at a map, you chose the area, you did a whole load of stunts, usually on a time limit, and you could like graffiti some objectives, but you basically had a time limit, you chose the level, and at the end of the time you got how well you did. In Jet Set Radio Future, they've kind of changed it so that now all the different areas of the city of the map are linked up, and in order to get from one point to another, you have to rollerblade from one sec, you know, from the exit of one that'll lead to another, so it's like you're kind of traversing the city. Unfortunately, it does make it a bit tricky if you're like at one side of the map and you have to get to the other side, but such is how it happens. Also, I noticed that some of the maps seem a little different than the ones we're used to. I mean, the Shibuya Terminal map, that's awesome. It's got all the ramps and everything. But I remember in the first game, it was a little more, you know, playgroundy. You know, all the maps were designed to interlink in fun different ways and create a diversity of place and routes and little passageways. But this one, they seem to be a little more structured. It seems kind of clear that you're meant to go from point A to B and then back from A to... from A to B and then back to B and then go to another point. And it feels a little more like kind of like a standard challenge where you're just trying to cement a whole lot of obstacles. But it's still pretty awesome. You still go around. The graffiti system is slightly different, but you still go around, you spray graffiti everywhere, and like I said, it's still energetic, it's still got an awesome soundtrack, and it's still kind of interesting. There was one thing though. As I said, this was kind of released for the Xbox. It's the only platform it's been released on. At least Jet Set Radio has actually been re-released, so you can get it on digital download on various platforms like the Xbox 360 and the PS3. But this game hasn't been released on any platform. So I'd played the first one, and I was kind of willing to dive into Jet Set Radio Future, which was the sequel. But I ran into some kind of unexpected way of taking a bit. But before I explain that, I'm going to move on to another classic track from this. This is called Funky Dealer. I really like this one. Have a listen and hope you enjoy.
I ain't a winner. Pay the front line, take the don'ts. He's coming out again for a new point. Get your bets on, ladies and gentlemen. 4-4's the point, mark 4. Ace, two, scrap, want 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 4. Scrap, want 4. Who wants the hot 4? 5 wants 4.
Check me out, y'all.
I ain't a winner. Got a hot hand. Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. I ain't a winner. Got a hot hand. Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. And he made us the hard way. Hey, the front line takes the hard. You have a shooter and a good one. Coming out for a new point. Get your bets down, ladies and gentlemen. He's a rolling point as 9. Place 9. Place 9. 8 shooting for 9. 5 shooting for 9. He's a rolling point as 9. Place 9. 8 shooting for 9. 5 shooting for 9. Who wants to come? 6 to point. Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. I ain't a winner, got a hot hand. Place your bets, place your bets. Who wants to come? 6 to point. Who wants to come? 6 to point. Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice.
LASIK.
So funky. So funky.
Coming out again for a new point.
So funky.
Bets down, ladies and gentlemen. What's the hard for?
So funky.
5 watts 4.
Check me out, John.
4 4 is the point, mark 4.
So funky.
Ace, deuce, grab, mark 4.
And that was Funky Dealer. It was also by Hideki Naganuma, and of course was from Jet Set Radio Future by Sega / Smilebit. So, what I was saying is that when I started first playing Jet Set Radio Future, I was anxious to see where it finished. I remember it built in the first game from building up my little street gang from just one or two people to a whole crowd, and I jumped in and realized I was going to have to do it all again. The game actually is kind of like almost a reboot of the first game, considering the fact that suddenly all the gang members, of course, now look different. The city looks different. The aesthetics are slightly different. More stylized, more futurized. But it seems like with the visual update, it's kind of was intended to like kind of reintroduce people to the things. So I was like hoping to say, hey, I wonder how Beat has been doing. And apparently when I see Beat, who's one of the characters in the first game, he goes, hey, what's this? I've never heard of you guys before. And apparently you're basically having to build the entire GG's, which is a street gang, up from scratch and sort of do it like that. I'll be honest with you. It's kind of a little annoying, but, you know, I suppose I can understand it. They were, like I said, attracting a new audience with the Xbox, and stuff like this happens. Why not hit you with another track? This is Like This, Like That. It's another great one from Jet Set Radio Future.
Like this, like that. Like this, this, like that. Like this, like that. Like this, this, like that. Take it easy.
this, like that, like this, like that, like this, this, like that, like that, like this, like this, this, like that, like that, that.
I like it, I like it.
And that was Like It, Like This, Like That by Hideki Naganuma. If you like these tunes, take a look around. Jet Set Radio soundtrack is available. And slightly confusingly, there's a version which I got which includes tracks from both Jet Set Radio and Jet Set Radio Future and doesn't really distinguish which ones are from which. It should include all the tracks that I played except the Isle 10, because of course it was a licensed one that actually was, you know, independent of this one. But yeah, look it out. I got my copy on somethingdigital.com, which a site that specializes in video game music, and I'm only saying it because it genuinely did help me out. But maybe whatever service you use to buy music, if you buy music at all, you should be able to find your own copy of the record. Okay, I think it's about time to call out and sign off the show. There's been a lot of great tracks. I've avoided one or two tracks, especially Birthday Cake, which I think some people have a little love-hate relationship with that track. It kind of annoyed me. It was kind of a bit too much screechy for my taste. Basically, it's a woman saying that she is cooking for his son and his wife, and today's his 30th birthday, and then later on, with some really weird melodic twist, starts screaming about extra sugar and extra salt. Maybe I'll play it on a later show, but for now, I think it wouldn't mix up, confuse the mood a little. But for right now, I'm going to leave you with a good track. For all the thing that this game is talking about the future, it makes quite a lot of nods to the past, and what better way to finish this one with Oldies But Goodies, or in this case Oldies But Happies, also by Hideki Naganuma, and also from Jet Set Radio Future by Sega/Malbit. So this has been David Collins with BitNote. I hope you had a good show, listen to some great really energetic tunes, which I know you have since I've been laying them out for you. And if you want to listen to this episode later, after I upload it, just go to bitnotefm.com. you'll have a full list of everything, and BitNote should be available in all good podcasting services, so just search in BITNOTE into whatever your podcasting service is, and I'm sure you'll take you to write the right podcast that you want. All future episodes and keeping you updated with more when they come out. Not as updated as if you're listening live like right now, but yeah. I'll leave you with Oldies But Goodies. Thank you very much for listening, and all the best.
Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music. Like old times. Look, now I'll start the melody on the organ.